For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. Citizens of the United States will be protesting to protect the Mueller investigation. More than 900 communities across the nation today will join the Nobody is Above the Law protest. Most of the demonstrations will take place at 5 p.m. local time. In Milwaukee, protesters will meet at 5 o'clock at Per Marquette Park downtown. And in Madison, the demonstration will be at the Capitol Building beginning at 5. For more information, go to moveon.org. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. This Sunday marks the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended World War I. Commemorations will be taking place in hundreds of locations around the world. In Madison, the Barrymore Theater will host The Greatest War, World War I, Wisconsin and Why It Still Matters, a live rock and roll history show. Featured performers include The Kissers, Shawn Michael Dargan, The November Criminals, and Viper and his famous orchestra. The program will look at World War I and the effect it had on Wisconsinites then and now. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. Author and sports editor of The Nation, Dave Zirin, will be speaking on race and racism, sports and activism this evening at Marquette University. After the talk, Zirin will be joined by Journal Sentinel columnist James Causey for a conversation moderated by Journal Sentineler. After the talk, Zirin will be joined by Journal Sentinel columnist James Causey for a conversation moderated by Journal Sentinel Pulitzer Prize winning journalist Dave Umhofer. The event starts at 7:30 and will be held at Johnston Hall on the Marquette campus. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly with your headlines. Citizens of the United States will be going and fucking themselves. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly with your headlines. Wisconsin Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said yesterday he may attempt to limit the power of Governor-elect Tony Evers. An analysis in the Journal Sentinel says one of the main reasons Scott Walker lost on Tuesday is because of a big drop-off in support in Waukesha and Ozaukee counties. Voters in the Oak Creek Franklin School District said yes to more than $60 million in new taxes to expand and update all of the schools in the district. The Milwaukee County bus route number 22 will be renamed the Yelich Line in honor of the Milwaukee Brewers MVP candidate, Christian Yelich. Route 22 travels mainly on Center Street from UWM to 60th Street. A new plan for the Bayshore Town Center includes housing, offices, and a hotel. Be careful out on the highways. This week is one of the worst times of the year for vehicle-deer collisions. And the Bucks were off last night. They will be in Oakland tonight to take on the league champion Golden State Warriors. Tonight, snow likely up to an inch of accumulation possible, lows around 30. Tomorrow, snow in the morning, another inch of accumulation possible. Cloudy in the afternoon, highs in the mid-30s. And Saturday, sunny and breezy, highs only in the low 30s. For Real Resistance Radio, my name is Brian Kelly. You're listening to Real Resistance Radio.